The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
The Keith and Heimer studio, you're listening to Community Profiles on the Flypod.com New Media Network. I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guest is Mr. Prince Johnson, a business representative for Legal Shield. Legal Shield is an organization providing legal service memberships for a 21st century world. Mr. Johnson, welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, to keep things a little less formal, may I call you Prince?
Certainly.
I feel better already.
Great.
Before I get into some of the specifics of what services you're involved in your company offers, can you give me and our listeners a summary of your background and what you would say is your true signature message here today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to make the point that I am a Vietnam War veteran. I served in the United States Air Force. I entered the corporate world, let's say, in about 1975, and I worked in the retail jewelry industry for an approximate 14 years. It was quite an exciting period, but I was not really caught up into everything as far as just retail, the retail world was concerned. I was looking for something a little bit different. I've always had a strong desire to exercise my entrepreneurial spirit. And so I searched for some of the right vehicles, and in finding them, I was looking for something that had mass appeal, had affordability, very little competition, and had a great market share, and I could also receive residual income. So I found that with Legal Shield.
Very cool. So as a business person, the entrepreneurial spirit kind of bit you, and away you went. This is a unique, I did a little homework before the show. This is a very unique service offering. So can you explain who Legal Shield really is and what is your mission?
I would start by giving you what my signature message is. I am a part of a growing team of entrepreneurs that have a shared goal of connecting approximately 2 million families and businesses by year 2020 with Legal Shield's network of law firms, as well as their world-class identity theft services. So what we do really matters as far as the mission is concerned. Under the protection of Legal Shield, your family can live your life on your own terms, worry-free, every day and every night. That is the mission of the company, for each individual to have equal access to justice.
Geographically speaking, just how large of a market do you serve?
We have a total of 97% opportunity. So our market penetration now is only 3%.
How many does that amount to in terms of memberships?
1.4 million wow. members is what we have now within the United States as well as Canada.
So the potential here really is just really now being tapped. I mean, there's a lot of growth here.
There's a tremendous amount of growth. As a matter of fact, this is an entirely new trend to the legal industry as a whole. Being that we have provider attorneys in every state, it wouldn't matter whether or not you have your membership that you purchased in the state of Ohio, you will still have access out of all of the states that we have provider attorneys in.
And you represent the tri-state area, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. How far out would you reach as a representative?
The market share is so huge that each associate is even connected with other associates. I would want to say that are located in California, Texas, wherever they find the opportunities. And that's exactly how we're connected.
So it truly is a network of members and a network of attorneys.
That is so true. We have a network of attorneys and a network of associates, And each associate is really responsible for his or her market share, whereas we have several organizations, many professionals, that have now come out of the corporate world in order to take a look at this. And it's simply because of the fact that this is a new trend.
Yes, I hear what you're saying. You know, listening to your descriptions of Legal Shield causes me to wonder, so I want to ask you this, has your organization impacted the very practice of law itself? I mean, this seems very unique. So how does Legal Shield make things different for your lawyers and how they practice law?
Our provider attorney for the state of Ohio is McGuire & Schneider. One of their largest clients is Ohio State. However, their biggest client is Legal Shield. And it's simply because of the structure and how it's set up, whereas we have a total of enough members that will fill Paul Brown Stadium. But think in terms of this. Each member pays 30% of his or her membership to that particular attorney that has been designed to carry out these services for Legal Shield members.
Well, describe for me the difference between how legal services are typically purchased by an individual and how they're purchased through your Legal Shield organization memberships. How are they different?
The way that the purchasing is actually is given is through associates who actually go out, share the information, and of course, what we really try to do is to show something of value that a member would not normally get if he or she were to contact an attorney, whereas the high hourly cost is truly eliminated. So therefore, that particular class has access to the same that of an individual would that could afford an attorney at $150 an hour, $200 an hour, or more. The trend that is taking place is going to bring about the same type of legal rights that one would have an opportunity to get access to in order to resolve an issue of any kind, be it trivial or dramatic.
So big or small, the legal problems are all handled.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Through the membership.
Through one's membership.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are obviously going about this in a pretty innovative way. So who does Legal Shield primarily appeal to? How would you respond to that?
The way that the programs are definitely designed, it's for the member, it's for small businesses. We even have a group plan for benefits of larger companies, whereas we do work with HR departments of various companies of different sizes. We also have a CDLP program for commercial drivers. They, too, will actually have access to the same rights, and it's simply because of these laws, especially for drivers. Let's just use an example of them not really having any form of coverage in the event that they're in an accident and where the responsibility comes with the company of the drivers. The families are also protected under the membership that they have as well.
So it's not just an individual. This also includes businesses. Could it be a nonprofit organization that has staff or volunteers in and out of their facility as well?
Yes, that works. The small businesses especially is probably, I would want to say, this is really the backbone of America. Right now, we have programs that are quite attractive to small businesses, whereas they can actually focus on what needs to be focused on as business owners.
All this said so far, who is your competition?
As a matter of fact, we have no competition. I say that with a great deal of confidence, and it's simply because the hearts of those that truly care about what is taking place, personal development is really the biggest part of actually being one to share this product, if you will, or should I say this service.
Mm-hmm.
There are many stories that are actually told that can actually be seen on the websites that we have. The tools that we even have are there for those individuals. You can actually do this business from home. So it's not necessarily thinking in terms of doing something even on a full-time basis. But if you did this on a full-time basis, your chances of actually being rewarded financially has a lot to do with where your focuses are, the markets that you select, and the need is always there. The need is not going to go away.
Well, so if I hear you properly, you're marketing the membership plans, who are the end consumers, if you will. whether it be an organization or an individual, but you're also seeking to add additional attorneys to your network as well then, right?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, there are attorneys that are in the organization that I belong to that are also Legal Shield members. And this is beginning to happen throughout the entire U.S. It may not be as pronounced here, let's say in the tri-state area. We do have attorneys. As a matter of fact, one just came into the organization, well, I would think that this was only about 2 weeks ago, with the same level of excitement simply because this is really too good to be true.
Well, it is a very unique approach. I will give you that. You offer people legal services through memberships. Okay, and I get that. So can you give me some specific examples of the areas of law your individual lawyers address for the membership holders? What type of services would they typically be providing?
Any type of personal legal advice or unlimited issues. You can call the attorney, have those issues actually addressed. You've only paid your membership. Letters, calls that are made on your behalf in the event that there is a particular incident or whatever it might be that needs to be addressed will be handled by that attorney. And for the most part, it's having online legal forms. You have a series of forms that can actually be downloaded without having these documents, should I say, drafted by an attorney, whereas, of course, we know that that's going to be a fee just as well. Traffic-related issues, 24/7 emergency access for covered situations. You have access to personal legal advice on unlimited issues. The lawyers will actually prepare your will, your living will, health care power of attorney, and 9 out of 10 individuals either have no will or either they need that updated. This is a part of your membership, whereas it's of no cost to you simply because it's been covered in that monthly membership. And as long as you have the membership, we are not talking about a ceiling. We're not talking about any form of limitations here. That's what makes it so different. And of course, to have an attorney to respond to you within an 8-hour time frame, sometimes within minutes after a call is made, you'll be given a file number in which you would respond to that up until the time that the issue has been resolved.
As an individual, what would be the range of cost for a membership plan with Legal Shield from a low end to a high end? What would be the typical range?
From the low end, membership is $19.95. And if you were $19.95
a month.
And to include identity theft is another $9.95, whereas normally if that product would stand alone, it would be $14.95 just for identity theft.
Which is big today.
It is. It's huge. It's an epidemic. Combining those two costs comes to $29.90 per month, or 66 cents a day. That is almost unheard of, whereas an individual would think, well, what quality of attorney would I use for that amount of money? Well, that's where the concept really begins to get interesting, is because these attorneys have been hand-selected for the length of time that they have actually worked in the form of law. So you're not going to go to an attorney
that's
for
unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar,
okay.
Exactly. All right. If you want a real estate attorney, that's exactly what you're going to be assigned to. And that is the bulk of the service. So therefore, it goes on and on, whatever your needs are. We have attorneys that will respond to those needs.
Well, if a listener wanted to learn more about you or the services you offer, how can they get in touch with you directly? What is the best way?
The best way is to go online at www.LegalShieldAssociate.com/TriDelta, or you may contact me at 513-476-5888, and I will gladly share with you more of what is happening in this exciting industry.
Very cool. Well, Prince, before we close up the show, I was wondering if you had any just final closing comments.
In closing, this is what I would really like to bring out. This is a new market, and this market is really ready. We did some research, and what was really brought out is that 93% of the respondents believe lawyers charge too much. That was number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is that 76% of those respondents said they were hesitant to call a lawyer. 9 out of 10 respondents said if costs were more affordable, they would seek legal advice. We bring that to the forefront.
This is an exciting frontier in the legal profession, and I would think that there would be a fair number of lawyers that would be interested in this. Of course, not to mention just average Joe citizen. I mean, it's pretty cool. Prince, I want to thank you for joining me here on Community Profiles. Some very interesting things indeed. Well, listeners, that is my show for today. I've been your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guest has been Mr. Prince Johnson of Legal Shield. Thanks for joining us here on Community Profiles. If you have any comments about today's program, we want to hear from you. Just leave your public comments directly on the player page displayed in front of you at this very moment. Our programs come to you free and clear on your portable media device or your computer through our New Media Network program feeds on theflypod.com. When it comes to the media, folks, we are what's next. Until next time, thank you for joining us and listening in here on Community Profiles.